test 63, section 3, question 14. Here we're looking for the flaw or a questionable technique. And the council member says, I recommend that the abandoned shoe factory be used as a municipal emergency shelter. So use it as an emergency shelter. Some council members assert that the courthouse would have been a better base or better site, but they have provided no evidence. So they didn't provide any evidence. Thus, the shoe factory would have been a better site, or would be a better site. Now, the problem with this is that a lack of evidence does not prove the truth of the opposite. So a lack of evidence for X doesn't mean that the opposite of X is true. So the fact that they haven't provided evidence that it would be better doesn't mean that it's not better. It just means there's not evidence that's been presented. And so that's our problem. So the questionable technique, asserting that a lack of evidence against a view is proof that the view is correct. Well, maybe. That sounds a little bit like what we said. So accepting a claim because advocates of an opposing claim have not adequately defended their view. Well, that sounds pretty good too. So I went, oh, well, they've given us two that are pretty decent. Attacking the proponents, no, it doesn't attack the proponents. Attempting to persuade its audience by appealing to fear, it wasn't really an appeal to fear. Attacking an argument that is not held by any actual council member, no, it's not really doing that either. And so we really just come down to A and B, which are both decent enough that I was willing to hold on to them on my first quick read through. So now we go back and we have to take a closer look. So the idea was that the other side failed to provide evidence for their view. Thus, the factory would be better. So now we look at A, asserting that a lack of evidence against a view is proof that the view is correct. So in this case, if we look at that and say, well, does it rely on a lack of evidence against a view? Well, it's not really against the view that the shoe factory should be used. It's just saying that the courthouse would have been better. So it wasn't saying that the shoe was bad, just that the courthouse was better. B says accepting a claim because advocates an opposing claim have not adequately defended their view. Well, that's a little bit more of what we are doing here. It's accepting a claim the factory would be the better site simply because advocates of an opposing view that the shelter would be a better site have not adequately defended their view. So they haven't given evidence. And so the difference between A and B is subtle, but it isn't asserting that a lack of evidence against a view is proof that the view is correct, because there wasn't really evidence against the view. It was evidence, lack of evidence for the opposing side that showed that this was true. And so therefore B is our better answer choice in this case. They are close, but close doesn't quite count. And so therefore B would be what we'd pick.